Today's podcast is entitled Back in Your Feet, and with Hashem's help, it's going to help us bounce back in the quickest possible way from a setback. Maybe you just lost your temper, and that marital peace that you worked so hard for in past months just shattered in smithereens right in your face. Yeah, it really hurts. Maybe you just received a letter of termination from your employer, or a rejection letter from the school or job of your choice, or maybe you simply flunked your driving exam. Whatever it is, you're normal. We all hurt all over from a setback, and that's natural and expected. Remember, we're flesh and blood. The good news is that there's no law that someone must stay down from a setback. Sure, getting back on our feet requires a lot more strength of character than staying on our feet without having fall down in the first place. For that reason, King Solomon, the wisest individual who ever walked the face of the earth, said that a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets up again. In other words, you don't merit the term righteous unless you've fallen at least seven times. So don't let a setback get you down. You grow from experience and especially from comebacks. And you can't have a comeback unless you've had a setback. Don't forget, too, that a winning athlete sustains all types of bruises, pains, and injuries before he or she wins that gold medal. So take 5 minutes and ponder the following 5 points I'm going to teach you, 1 point per minute. And that'll put you back on your feet in 5 minutes and give you the motivation and power to make your own fantastic comeback. Number one. Remember that only doers fail. People who drive sometimes get traffic tickets. People who don't drive, they never make wrong turns. Wouldn't it be ridiculous if an elderly person bragged that he never committed a traffic violation because he never drove a car? By the same token, people that never got married might think that they have impeccable character and wonderful patience. But nothing tests your patience by living in close quarters with a marital partner. Therefore, the first consolation of a setback is the knowledge that you are a doer. Second, setbacks teach and usually trigger a second, stronger effort. Failure guards against us so that we don't become complacent or arrogant. When we fail, we realize that we need to improve. Oftentimes, a second effort is far superior to even a best first effort. So don't be angry with yourself. Just try harder. Failure is like your soccer team losing a goal. The other team may have scored a point, but the game is not over. A setback helps us try harder and reach higher, and therefore enabling us to fulfill a higher level of our potential. So if you failed that driving test, it simply means that you need a few more lessons and additional practice, and you'll be a much better driver on the road. And that's for your own safety and for the safety of everyone else on the road. Three, setbacks strengthen emunah. Don't ever forget that. If we were constantly successful, we'd probably walk around with our noses in the air. Then we'd be ugly, heaven forbid, because few things are uglier than arrogance. The Creator loves humility, and He wants us to realize that He is the source of our setbacks and comebacks, failures and successes. He gives us the setbacks because He doesn't want us to be complacent, and He knows that we're capable of a much better effort, and we're much stronger than we think we are. We have a higher potential than we think we have. So the Creator wants us to pray a lot harder and to earnestly seek His assistance to make that new and stronger next effort. If our lives were a perfect string of successes, we wouldn't strive to improve. And we'd certainly neglect our spiritual development. We never strengthen our emunah. Four, experience is life's best teacher. The experience of a setback, especially a painful one, drives a lesson home immediately. Usually, we're slow in internalizing and implementing what we learn, but after a setback, it's a golden opportunity to better ourselves immediately because we immediately internalize the lesson of a setback. Five, small-scale setbacks assure large-scale success. Would you prefer, if you're an actor on a stage, to forget a line in rehearsal or on stage in the middle of the performance? Well, failure in rehearsal assures a better performance on stage, since the actor makes a special effort to polish the rough edges of his or her performance. Well, sometimes small failures are none other than preparations for large successes. Rejections are divine filters to keep you away from unwanted paths. So if you're rejected, don't be dejected. Something better is on the way, for sure. Therefore, don't ever despair when you have a setback. Try harder, ask the Creator for help, and then be positive, and you'll do much better than the next time. Depression and despair, they stem from the dark, spiritually impure side, lack of emunah, and prevent you from being happy and prevent you from being a winner. Despair perpetuates inner turmoil and creates a barrier between you and divine light. So with these 5 minutes of motivating ourselves, we can now mobilize the strength within us and make a great comeback. That's the real deal. So may the Almighty bless you with success always.